show. We are live with our beautiful guest, Vani Gounder, who is no stranger to the media, events, PR, community scene. She has done it all. You may have seen her bio, her description, but also her beautiful face card never declined. She is no stranger to the talent scene, to the fashion scene, to the modeling scene, to all the scenes. We're blessed to have her on air today to speak more about the amazing New Zealand Hangama, New Zealand Talent Hunt, which is happening right here. The winner gets $5,000. All you got to do is jump on this website, culturecollective.nz, and you can see everything. Register for your talent hunt. But you know what? I'm going to pass the mic over to our stunning Vani just to introduce herself and the beautiful work that she's done in the community, and also this great opportunity of this event that is coming to Aotearoa.
Hello, viewers. I hope you guys are having an amazing day. So I'm honored to be here on this very platform, Planet FM. And I'm here to widespread everything that is happening. So I'm going to go ahead and advise about the show. It's basically called NZ Hangama 2026. So the catch here is we're doing an NZ talent hunt. So which is very, very rare to do it on an international level. And the catch here is no entry fee. So you don't have to tell your parents to go or your partners. You don't need that money to register. What you can do is take part and win that $5,000. So, this is the catch here. Hamilton has it. Okay, so you're not going to be missing out. Hamilton will have that final on the 11th. And of course, on the 12th, we'll have in Auckland. But this is not just a slice of it. Okay, so we have announced the dates for registration. It's 23rd of January. Okay, so online entry submission is going to be closing on 20th of February. So you need to note that down. Okay, so make sure you submit your entries before 20th. And we're going to have semi-final. So the semi-final, the reason we're having semi-final here is we can't be unfair having everybody do their performance talent act on the final day, which I think is very unfair when we have talent going on. Just an example that, you don't get enough time frame to show your talent. Mm. So we're having semi-final, and then you'll go into the finals that will be on the 11th and 12th. So if you have not registered, you need to register. The reason is this is one of the opportunities you'll actually ever get in New Zealand. I can guarantee you that this is the first time ever, which is conducted by the Culture Collective. Mm-hmm. I like this name because it doesn't start with a C. The culture starts with a K. Collective starts with a K. All right? So these are the keys. All right? So you need to ensure any talent you have. Talent is not limited. You're a chef that you think you can talent it out. You're a fashion designer. You're a singer. You're a dancer. Even if you're a bathroom singer, you never know. You can be discovered. All right. So I'll encourage everyone to just take part. It's open to all ethnicities, all ages. Talent doesn't have a limit. Talent doesn't have any ethnicity. Talent is talent. So I'll highly encourage you guys to go and click on the link that, of course, my lovely host will be posting. And, of course, tickets are available as well. And if you do want to get in touch with me for more information, you can call me on 020-41-598-009. And now I will also advise that we have an opening act. So if you're interested to be part of the opening act, this is where we will be showing each culture for a minute. So you are also welcome to contact me.
I love it. Vani, I'm just super pumped because this is my first time, for everyone that's tuning in, to see that New Zealand talent is back. You know, we haven't seen New Zealand Idol. We haven't seen Best Talent. I think the only things that we see is overseas in the UK or America. And for you all to bring this, talent hunt, it's amazing because we haven't seen it in years. We haven't really seen a platform that's reaching out to talent to come through, showcase your vibes, showcase who you are, and then a potential winner of $5,000. Now, I wanted to ask Vani, what is it about this particular platform that is really inspiring everyone to, take the opportunity for yourself and start your 2026 with a bang? Because like you mentioned, if you've got a talent or hidden talent at home, bring it to stage. And how unique is that, Vani? Because you've been in the industry for so long. You've seen it from all genders, all groups, all nationalities, ethnicities as well. Yeah. But what is it about this particular cultural platform that you're really wow, you're of this ethnic. Wow, you do this. Wow, you rap. Wow, you dance. Wow, oh my, I can't wait. Like, how exciting is it to bring that, you know, vibrancy back into Aotearoa and, like, scout for talent?
Yeah, so basically, like I said, this is a multicultural event. Just a slice of the show would be the comedian Sunil Grover. He's one of the idol comedian in India. So the inspiration here is, of course, you don't get that amount, the funds, to progress further. And this is going to be covered internationally. So even if you don't win, vice versa, you are on that platform. You're already a winner. You will be recognized. Somebody else will pick you up from that platform, right? So this is an inspiration for you to just go and be there. Show that you got it. Any talent counts. Because at the end of the day, you made that decision to be on board. Even if you do get selected to the semifinal, even if you don't, you just started your journey. So I would say this is an inspiration itself, because your dreams never end. There's no limit to ethnicity. There's no limit to age. So you go ahead and register.
I love that. And you know what? I think for those that are tuning in as well, being about it, that's what the name of the show is about. Be about it. And the one thing with Vani, when I was looking at her incredible bio, is you have done it all, Vani. And, you know, for you to come back to the community and really kind of connect and say, you know what? Let's check for talent that's out there in Aotearoa, but also giving an opportunity for someone who doesn't really have the means or the resources to get there. As we know, this industry is really hard to crack it into. For yourself, Vani, how has that been in your career to actually see the challenges that happen in this industry?
Well, obviously, everything you do is a challenge. But what you need to do is have a stable mind, a mindset, okay? And one of the challenges I do face when there's judging going on, there's very limited public voting. So the catch in this event is 60% judges, 40% is the public. So I think this is one of the challenges that happens in the talent, because people do want to vote. So you have this platform. Challenges will come, challenges will go, but I will say never give up. And that is one motto that I live by, is nobody's ever going to help you till you help your own self. So you need to encourage yourself at every step that you get, every opportunity that you get.
Spoken like a boss queen. And, you know, Vani is not playing, everyone. For those that are tuning in right now, I've got the Instagram, I've got the website on, and Culture Collective NZ, you know, it's... Please speak more about that, because I feel like they've been around for so long, but they've been like the underdogs, like been doing a lot of work behind the scenes, and now yous are popping out and doing this epic event. But please speak more about Culture Collective.
Okay, so basically Culture Collective is more about bringing togetherness, creativity, culture, connection, delivering world-class corporate and community events. So that's what they have been doing. So they're led by the team with over 25 years of global experience. So that's massive. And, you know, they have turned every occasion into a meaningful celebration, and then have engaged with PAP service that is in India to associate us over our overseas, which is India-based requirement for the event, right? So this event will be presenting a vibrant celebration of Indian culture through live performance, cultural talent, showcase, other, obviously, cultural ethnicity background, community engagement, and then spirit to exchange the program with also the feature the Maori cultural act dance in a traditional showcase to honor New Zealand's indigenous like heritage. This is to encourage India, New Zealand people to stand together, bring this connection, and tell the world, hey, this is New Zealand. We have a variety of culture together. Yeah. So this is what Culture Collective New Zealand brings to the table. And this is why they are progressing further to bring this into, you know, the plates that you serve, you know, should have all the varieties to make it very tasteful. So this is a very fruitful event with a mix of variety.
I love that. And I also can see here that there's been a lot of connections and opportunities that this platform is going to offer to the talent. So regardless of you winning or not, the connection is there with the amount of talent that is associated with this particular platform. And if you can explain more about that, like the opportunities that we'll get just to be a part of the platform itself.
Yeah. Of course, opportunity comes with exposure. Once you're there, you are a face, okay? It's not necessary that, of course, when you don't go further, you don't win, somebody's going to discover you. Okay.
Yes.
And we are open to the public to mentor a particular participant. You think, okay, I can call this person. You can call us, mentor that person. So that person who's mentoring you is itself discovered you. So you got something that people are reaching out. So you need to be having that kind of a connection with the public. So to just to bring in more connectivity, the more connectivity you go, you will be explored. You will be explored worldwide. Someone's going to pick you up and just make you the star overnight.
I love that. Vani, it's amazing. Like, I'm just super amazed by, and it's not the first time that you have come on air to speak about the amazing opportunities that are happening. But your authenticity with work ethic as well. And I wanted to know, for those that are tuning in right now on the Be About It show, I think it's beautiful that we get to connect with talent that's outside of Aotearoa as well. And as you mentioned, this is like, it's not just national. It's an international opportunity for you to go out and get it. I wanted to kind of seen this, niche this to, what is your thoughts and what is your intake on, you know, talent that is wasted? Because I feel like in the New Zealand culture, we have this thing called tall poppy syndrome, that we don't like to see others be great. And we kind of just like, oh, someone's doing this, I want to see if I can do better, or I'll put them down to kind of. And do you feel like sometimes that this opportunity is like this, it's for you to kind of like come out, shine bright like a diamond, whether you are young, elder, middle age? I feel like with talent, just looking at what Simon Cowell has done with British's Got Talent, America's Got Talent, UK's Got Talent, and this is going to be kind of like igniting that fire again for Aotearoa to be like, let's bring talent back and make it more appealing. What's your take on that, sis?
Okay, so what I learned is your biggest inspiration are the people criticizing you. Take that as a mentor for yourself. Okay, and like you were saying, this is international. Even if you're visiting New Zealand for 3 months, you can take part. You don't have to be on a valid visa.
Yep.
Talent can be all worldwide. So this is why we're calling it international. All right. So what I would advise is just go on with the flow. Do not pressure yourself if you believe in yourself, because we don't get this opportunity a lot, like you're saying, in New Zealand.
Yep.
But now we are. So every day you'll get a challenge. Either if you're working, you know, you're doing a little chore, whatever, you will be facing that. But all I'll say is do not stop. Do not stop living your dream, basically, because challenges will be there. Your inspiration is yourself. You believe in yourself. That's what matters. I believe in you guys, because like I said, with this journey, it wasn't smooth, but you got to keep going. Be a boss lady.
I love that. I love that. And Vani is no joke to the being a boss lady. I wanted to speak more on your career, Vani. Like, you're not just doing this. She's also a real estate boss queen as well. And we want to celebrate everything that you do, because that's what Being About It is all about, Vani. And what's your take on women and men, but specifically woman coming into the scene and really being passionate about what they do and going for it? Because I feel like you got some gems and you've overcome so much to be where you are today. And what is it about you being Vani? Because sometimes even with different guests coming in, it's so good to hear, listen, but also for those that are tuning in, they get another understanding of who Vani is. She's not just, wow, she's just come out of, like, she's looking good. Mm-hmm. You know, you had to work for what you have. Mm-hmm. And what's your take on that? Like, the ups, the downs of being this boss queen that you've, you know, built yourself to be.
I would say it was a little bit of a magical journey. I was actually thrown into it, right?
It's we were.
A little bit of my background. I think when I became a manager, when I first migrated to New Zealand in 2007, I became a ship manager, right? And me delegating and authorizing tasks wasn't bossy. It was in the nicest delegation way to get work done. And I would give credit to that first job, which made me manage myself. Even if it's a small task in the kitchen, an example, I like to sit think, analyze, and then react. So I have done so many events, and one thing I always say, whatever happens in the events, you get stressed out, leave it there. Don't drag. So as far as you don't drag things, you talk about anything in particular in life, you will go ahead. And yes, when it comes to women empowerment, no one is your enemy. Always remember that. The biggest enemy would be us. If we compare ourselves, that is where we have a biggest drawback. That brings jealousy on the table. So I would say, inspire yourself, compete within yourself. This is what I've been doing. I've been competing with myself. And if I think I'm lacking something, I will go and talk to myself and say, right, hey, this is what I need to do. So I'll encourage anybody going further into the industry, or if they're doing events or anything in life, you just have to have a clear mindset. Did you not hear? To hurt or hate on anyone. You're here for a mission, and the mission is to be accomplishing the best successful event or anything that you do.
I love that, and I'm getting inspired myself. We've got a lot more time to speak with Vani, and I feel like when it comes to really tapping into what Vani does, you know, if you've got a question as well, if we're on air right now, do let us know, because she's here and she's all about wanting to bring what she's done with you all. And I just have to say, with opportunity, Vani, especially when you're in that scene of, I want to come into the event scene now, because I know you've spoken more a lot about the talent that's happening, but with the scene of entertainment and events, what is it about, you know, the drive and the motivation for you to still be a part of that industry? Because it's so crazy, but it's also so fulfilling.
I would say I'm a one woman army. I remember my friend, she's like, I think you have 5 arms and 5 legs. And I actually never noticed that. So, all I'll just say is, like, you know, if you are in this industry, you have to be prepared for pressure. You have to be prepared for negativity thrown at you. Pressures do happen. But at the end of the day, you know what you're doing. If you have a plan, you can focus. You can thrive as much as you can.
Yes.
And it was just a coincidence in my life that I was thrown into this. I just always get a call like, hey Vani, can you do this? I'm like, okay, so maybe there's something empowering about me, because when I'm doing events, I'm not there out making or taking selfies.
Yes,
I'm there to get the work done.
Getting work done.
So you're focused. You need to be focused. These are distractions. So if you limit yourself from the distraction, I think your focus will be very focused on the goals.
Yeah. Right. I love it. And for you, in the way that you have kind of produced the work ethic, I want to talk about work ethic now, Vani, because you have such an extraordinary work ethic, especially when you're doing so many things. Where does that drive from? Because, like, does it come from when you were probably your parents' inspiration, or like, where did that drive of work ethic come? Because you are always on the grind, girl.
I would say that inspiration came when I became a single mom.
Right.
Right. I learned the hard way that, look, you have kids, but at the end of the day, your dreams matter.
Yes.
You have to keep a balance. I keep a balance with my kids, being a mom, being a full-time worker, doing events. Keeping a balance is important. So the inspiration would have come basically when I joined one of the pageants for the first time.
Wow.
Because my dad never let me.
Yes.
You know,
when, S.A.R.
Yeah. Yeah. So I actually felt I wasn't beautiful enough. And yes. My dad said, you're not taking part in a pageant when I was in kids. I was like, okay. And then I took part in a pageant. And there I'm standing on the stage, who a little person, you know, who became a fresh single mom with this public out there. And then suddenly I won a public People's Choice Award. And
wow.
I was like, what have I done? And from there, I just started getting calls. I didn't even do much on stage. Maybe it was just the present, the confidence.
The face card.
I wasn't there to win.
Yeah.
I wasn't there to win. I was already a winner within myself. You know, I call myself Queen Vani.
Yes. What are we doing? Love that. We
that's an industrial name. Yeah. So when I started doing pageants, I was offered to run fashion shows.
Wow.
And I got involved with fashion shows. And when I saw the management, I was like, okay, maybe something I can do as well. You know, and then look at something that others forget to look into. Little things in events like food. Looking after your team.
Yeah.
looking after the well-being and checking, hey, are you okay?
Exactly.
It's important. And that word thrives the team.
Yeah.
You're not just there like a machine. You're seeing everyone as a human. Even if I meet the artist, they will say, Vani, even if you were doing a job, you never for 1 second made us feel like we are your responsibility or we are a business need. You made us treat like a family. So even if it's business, you should be a people's person before you do anything.
I'm just inspired by you, Vani, because, girl, you really define boss queen. And it's not just that, like, sometimes this girl, when she's got something on her mind, she will speak on it. And, like, I love that. Authenticity, oh, that's like my middle name, sis. And I love that about you because it's rare. Because women nowadays are afraid to speak their truth. Not just women. Sorry, let me change that. Or genders. Generalize that thing. Like, people are just afraid to be their true selves. Yeah. But when I'm on Facebook sometimes, you see a status from Vani, you're like, go! She went there today. And does that come back from your drive, from, like, everything that you've been with, Vani?
Exactly. Yeah, it does. You know, sometimes I think, look, you have to be straight up in the nicest way. You can't be two-faced.
Yes.
I think what with me is, like, I am what I am. I'm not going to be like
another
personality with someone else. Even if I'm at home, like if I'm telling my kids off, I will not even think. Because I even taught my kids to speak up their mind. From the background that I'm coming, that's an Indian background, right? We think that, okay, they shouldn't be telling us this. But I believe that every child has their own mindset to speak up. If you don't inspire them to speak up, this is where your confidence is lacking. So if you ever meet my kids, they're another version of me.
And it is. It's a replicate of who you are as a person, Vani.
Yeah.
And it just brings me back to celebrating your success.
Mm.
But most importantly, what you've produced over your years of becoming who you are in your career base. And part of the Be About It show is I really want listeners to know that when you're listening to the show, you're learning and you're finding ways of bettering yourself, leveling up, and being a part of something great. And it brings me back to this amazing opportunity of the New Zealand Talent Hunt. You win $5,000. So if you know someone out there that is really keen, who's super talented, and this is all over Aotearoa, anyone can come to audition?
Anyone
can come to audition.
Even if you're in Fiji, you're flying here, just do it.
Wow, so it's an international opportunity. Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh, so we better put that on caps lock.
International opportunity.
But you can just jump on the website right now. It's Culture Collective NZ. You'll see the stunning man, Sunny Groover, live, and it says New Zealand Hangama 2026. And also I can see here April 2026 11th. Is that where the audition is placed for Hamilton? And then Auckland Te Pai Pai Theatre, that's the final for Auckland. So there you go. It's super easy. I'm clicking on it right now. It's simple. Register. I might just register myself because, you know, I just want to, you know, I'm feeling really good today. Like, so while it's got everything here, singing, dancing, magic show, comedy show, instrumental, special acts you can put yourself through. Jan the 23rd is to enter the hunt. So registrations, as Vani has mentioned, are open age 10 plus. Showcase your talent, singing, dance, magic, comedy, instrumental, special act, solo. It can be anything, pretty much. Feb the 20th, entry is closed. So you've got up till the 20th of February, ladies and gentlemen. Feb 28th are the semifinals. March to April, vote and win. The public voting begins. March 2nd, final performances, as mentioned, in Hamilton. So all you got to do, register. Oh my gosh, it's so simple and I'm loving the website. So shout out to the team for making it simple, easy to read, and real effective as well. So just like that, your talent, your stage, your space, if you got what it takes, click on Culture Collective. We will be sharing this every week, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're wanting to jump on, be a part of this talent, you can catch us on our social media. We're going to be sharing the poster, I think, every week, possibly every day, because, like, talent is just the vibe that you want to do. But before we wrap up for today, Vani, do you have any last bit of words that you'd like to share about this particular platform, this space, but also what yous are about, and even if you want to leave some information for those that are tuning in on social media?
Yeah. So even if you're not taking part, even if you want to come and watch the show, the tickets are on sale. So definitely click on and buy, because you don't want to miss on this talent, right? And if you do go on the website and if somebody needs help on entering it, please do help them, because not everyone is tech friendly, but this is very straightforward. We made it really simple. Okay, but there is also, if there's any queries, we do have information that who you can get in touch with. There's contact numbers as well. In the last few words, I would say is encourage anybody in your family. If you know someone, spread the words around, because we are not here just to encourage anybody who wants to enter. We are here to encourage others and inspire others. Just a word of advice to them, just encouraging them, like, hey, you got it, is all that that person needs maybe. So just go out there and contact. Thank you.
I love that. And I'm going to be sharing this on our social media platforms as well. We're going to be sharing it to our stunning social media guru, Cece, who's going to be posting up the poster, official posters on Planet FM via Facebook and also on social media for Instagram as well, via stories as well. So every week you will see a link where you just click. And we want to let the public know whether you are in Auckland, whether you're in the northern side of Auckland, the southern side, or whether you are in the islands right now or overseas in Europe, in Australia, and you could be anywhere. This chance is for you, and you can go home with $5,000. For those that are tuning in right now, I just have to say, I've got two social media links for you to just, I'm going to keep saying it till you write it down on a paper or on your notes. Click the link. We will be getting official pictures from Vani to share on social media, and you can be doing that every week. Also on Talanoa TV as well, where we would be interviewing her tomorrow, and also for our podcast as well. And for those that are tuning in, please be aware, we've got some great talent that will be showing up, and I want you all to be aware of talent. Because when we speak of talent, it's all about music. And sometimes you need a track that gets you into a vibe. So I'm going to be putting in some of my favorite tracks that will probably get you vibing as well. So this is one of my favorite ones. I'm just going to come to, because you know when you need some music, Vani, you got to make sure it's getting you on a vibe. So this is one of the vibes that I like to be on. For those that are tuning in right now, this is the Be About It show. We're going to leave you with Two Bob Malaika. So this is Malaika. You know, when I say Malaika, but the beat, when you hear the beat, actually, I'm going to do this one. This one's like a nice soft one, but you'll love it. It's good vibes, good energy, and it's going to be coming through for you all as well. But here we go. Listen to this track.
I'm in London. You're so shy, I wonder why you won't do my love.